After Jesus resurrects from the dead, he appears first to Mary Magdalene and then to the couple on the way to Emmaus. And today he appears for the first time to his church, to all the apostles and the other disciples with them. And what are his very first words to his church? Peace be with you. One of the greatest spiritual maxims that I've ever heard about peace goes like this. Every reason that causes us to lose our peace is a bad reason. Every reason that causes us to lose our peace is a bad reason. So Jesus offers us this peace, this humility, this tranquility, this gentleness, calmness about what he's doing in our lives. He is really resurrected from the dead. And so when he says, peace be with you, he really means it. There's two kind of traps we can fall into around peace, two extremes. The one is to fall into a cynical attitude. Right? Everything's going to hell, and I'm just going to give up. It's all a mess, and it's not going to get better. The other extreme is a certain fanatical attitude. Frantic all the time. That if I don't do something, right, or if I'm not doing exactly what I need to do, somehow more bad is going to come about. Jesus doesn't want us to live in either of those places. He wants us to live in peace. So how do we live that out today? All I would offer to you that we have to hold those two extremes in balance. So what we have to do is we have to be very aware of our past, what we're capable of, aware of what our sin does, the death that it causes, the real suffering. And at the same time, we need to have an optimistic hope that Jesus is who he says he is, and he's going to bring good through all of it, even our sin, if we trust in him. And so today, we make that simple prayer to Jesus one more time. Jesus, give me peace.